Welcome to Raise Nation Radio, the podcast for nonprofit movers, shakers, and changemakers. We're here to fuel your passion with a daily dose of fundraising inspiration while keeping the conversations and connections from the annual Raise Conference alive all year long. Tune in for fresh perspectives, bold strategies, and the hottest trends lighting up the nonprofit world. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, buckle up. Each episode is packed with lively discussions, expert insights, and creative solutions to help you make an even bigger impact. Now, get ready for another exciting episode. Please welcome your host from One Cause, Dawn Lego.
Welcome back to Raise Nation Radio. We're so glad you're joining us today. Whether you've been with us from the start or you're tuning in for the first time, we're grateful to connect with you on our podcast channel. Today's episode promises to be a meaningful one, filled with insightful stories and conversations with our incredible guests. So get comfortable and let's just jump right in. So it happened yesterday. One Cause released the fifth edition of the Giving Experience Study. If you're not familiar, not to worry. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get geeky and just dive into a whole bunch of data. But what's really great about this conversation is that it's not just data that we're going to put out there. It's data that's really going to give you insight into your donors' behaviors and their preferences and how you could take this data with some actionable activity and grow your impact. So hopefully you feel intrigued. And to join me, we have two of my colleagues from One Cause, our Chief Marketing Officer, Carrie Wozniak, and our Director of Corporate Communications, who led this project, Sarah Sebastian. So Carrie, Sarah, welcome back to Raise Nation Radio. You ready to geek out?
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, it's pretty exciting because I got a sneak peek to all the data. And we had a webinar yesterday, so that was fun. So to our audience, if you need to see a different format of this data, you can check out our on-demand webinars. But why don't we start with just a little introduction for our audience who may not know you guys just yet. Just let's identify yourselves. Tell us a little bit about anything you'd like to share.
All right. So a little bit about me. My name is Carrie Wozniak. I am the Chief Marketing Officer for One Cause. Super happy to be here with you all today. I've been in the fundraising space for about 16 years, actually, focusing on technology solutions to really help nonprofits raise and reach more. And I think, you know, my passion around marketing has been able to really highlight research and thought leadership and really honing in on our brand and all things content. And so we're really excited to be able to deliver the research study to the nonprofit industry and really continue to invest in that and share social donor experiences with everyone. So Sarah, take it away.
Thanks. I'm Sarah Sebastian. I'm the Director of Corporate Communications here at One Cause. I've been in fundraising tech for about a decade. And prior to that, I was a teacher in a former life and a technical writer at one point. So all three of those kind of come together for the perfect storm when it comes to writing and sharing a research study. So I'm just really excited to share this year's giving experience with everybody.
I just did a little quick math. I think collectively between the three of us, that's about 45, 50 years of fundraising experience. So kudos to us for that. All right. Well, we're going to dive in. I'm so excited. I guess we're going to start with just an overview of the Giving Experience Study and why is it a critical resource for our nonprofit community? Carrie, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I mean, just overarching, this is the fifth edition of the study, and it's just become such a powerful resource for nonprofit professionals, for the industry, for our nonprofits who really want to understand today's social donors. When we first launched the study back in 2018, I was shocked at the information that we were able to see and find and hear from. And, you know, it's evolved every single year that we've done it. And it really is capturing the different shifts that social donors have in their giving behavior. And, you know, Dawn, the years since 2018, a lot has happened.
I'll say.
Looking at in 2021 when we did the study, how the pandemic changed giving altogether and really reshaped the online fundraising landscape and how people are giving today and what their expectations now are. And then last year was super interesting. It's just all the return to in-person fundraising. People want to connect with one another. They want to see one another. And when we think about this year and what we learn, it's really showcasing just how loyal those donors can be for nonprofits and the different types of giving that they do enjoy giving, and they come back and give again. And what's really cool, and you'll hear Sarah's going to talk a lot more probably about this today, is just that growing influence of Gen Z in the space, and watching that evolve and as they become, you know, larger givers in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I'll just share with you before I pass it over to Sarah is just the methodology of the survey. The big reason why it's so reliable for the industry is that we collaborate with Edge Research, one of our favorite firms, a well-known firm in the nonprofit space. They use Meals on Wheels, utilizes their services, as well as Human Rights Campaign and so many others. And so they're just a reliable, well-known firm. So when we launch the data, when we launch this survey and get the data from this survey, they're able to ensure the pool of respondents represent the U.S. population. So, you know, across the age, race, religion, or income. And this year, we surveyed 1,036 donors, and we're confident that the insights really are shaping true reflections of the larger population.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if I can add, I think this is really important. Like, the report is important for nonprofits because it's providing a roadmap, basically. So whether you're trying to understand trends that are driving donor generosity, just navigating those ongoing shifts that Carrie was talking about in donor expectations, or especially this year, looking to kind of deepen relationships with supporters, especially these social donors, the study is going to give you a lot of data, and we'll say data 50,000 times, I'm sorry, it's just going to happen, that you can act on. So you're not just going to be reading numbers, you're going to be able to see what you should be able to do with it. So you'll be able to connect more meaningfully with social donors, understand what is driving them to give to your organization, and to build lasting loyalty, because that's what you're really looking for. You're not looking for a one point in time, a single donation. You're looking to build that lasting relationship. And we love hearing it when nonprofits tell us that they've used this information from our studies when they're presenting to their board or to their development committees. We know it's something that can really help them. So we're glad to be able to do this every year. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I love about this particular report. I've been on the journey for 5 years with the Giving Experience Research Study, but it has evolved to become actionable data. And we get to connect with nonprofits through our RAISE conference, through our webinars, and that's what we're hearing all the time. Data, 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 but now what do I do with it? And I think that's a standout with the Giving Experience Research Study. So kudos to you guys for making it so actionable. But I've been hearing some terms, social donor, social giving. We need to define that. I think when you hear social, you automatically go to social media. And, you know, your thoughts are, oh, this is about social media or digital marketing. Well, let's define it so that we can level set and make sure that audience really, truly understands what a social donor is. So, Sarah, can you help explain that?
Yeah, of course. And it's a great point. I get it. You hear social donor, it's super easy to just automatically go to social media. That's what you think. It's everywhere around us. It's not quite what we mean. A social donor is really anyone who gives to a cause through a social experience. So it could mean donating at a fundraising event, like a gala or an auction. It could be sponsoring someone who is, you know, running in a 5K. They're going for a walk where they're fundraising, or a bicycle ride in a race. It includes people who maybe donate for a birthday fundraiser. People are asking for money instead of gifts, or taking part in, of course, something like Giving Tuesday. Any giving days, community giving days count too. So really any donor who is contributing is part of a community experience. It's more interactive maybe than your traditional giving, and it often involves connecting with others to rally around a cause. So not about social media, but it is about social connection. They're driven by opportunities to be part of a community, to connect with friends or family in supporting a cause that they care about, and to take part in events that make a difference. That's hopefully clear. Does that help?
I think that's helpful. I don't know why it's an easy term. Maybe we make it harder than it is. But can I give an example? And I think this is right. Yeah. So tell me if I'm wrong, Sarah.
Of course.
I just went to an event for Boston College where Alyssa goes to school. Mm-hmm. I bought a raffle ticket and I made a donation. You know, you have to show up somehow. But that makes me a social donor, right? It's easy as that. That's what we're talking about.
Yep. You're a social donor. And
a social donor.
Great. Yeah. I gave an example on our webinar yesterday. I made a memorial donation once years ago and my friend had asked for donations and I didn't even realize that was social giving. I was like, okay, I've been doing this for a long time. So, yep. That's a great example.
Okay. So it applies to a lot of people out there. Mm-hmm. So let's get into some of the standout findings, right? And then we'll go a little bit deeper. Carrie, hopefully, you know, you've got a list for us. What are some findings from this year's report that maybe got you a little excited?
There's so many exciting stats in the report, but what I'll share with you is first and foremost, it's just the number of people that participate in social giving. And it's just something I want to point out. And when we think about 1 in 5 U.S. adults self-identifying as a social donor, that's over 51 million people. So it's just, when you think about it that way, it's just a lot of people. And then the other thing that I'll share is just that stood out to me is just how, resilient and generous people can be when they're connected to a mission and they trust the mission and they have that impact, they feel that impact that they can make. Even with everything going on in the economy today and just, you know, the uncertainty that we all are facing from a financial standpoint, you know, it's just resiliency and generosity that continue to really power this study. The other thing that I'll share is 37% of social donors, they gave more than they usually do, which was pretty big deal. And, you know, given everything that I just had shared, you know, we're hearing about so much noise in the marketplace, especially with the election, right? But the economic challenges, you know, 37% gave more. So just showing commitment to support causes people really care about.
Really good news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Super good news. And I think what I really love seeing this year especially is that younger, more diverse donors are back in full force in the social donor giving pool. Last year, there was a little bit of a dip that we were kind of concerned about because prior to that, we had seen like really strong giving from these younger, more diverse donors. But this year, we saw Gen Z come back with a really encouraging surge. They're making up 10% of that social donor pool. And I do want to point out that's significant too, because we only survey folks who are 18 and older due to legal restrictions, right? So we know there are even more members of Gen Z that are participating in social giving. They're not in this pool right now because of those legal restrictions. So keep that in mind. It's even more people than that 51 million that Carrie mentioned. We also saw the proportion of Black social donors rise this year to 17%. Millennials are making up 35% of the social donor pool, and Hispanic social donors have consistently seen growth to 23% this year. What's really interesting, they all over-index in comparison to the general population. And it's really pronounced with those millennials and the Hispanic donors. They have a 7-point higher presence in social giving than in the general population. So it's really opening doors. It's really attracting diverse donors, younger donors. And I think that's really important to remember.
Yeah, I think it's also important that we segment those audiences and communicate, meet them where they are, communicate to them the way they understand and what resonates with them. And that's going to give us great opportunity to reach more and ultimately raise more. So you think there's like, what's the reasoning behind it? Either one, that Sarah or Carrie, that you want to answer. Mm-hmm. Some of those numbers are big leapfrogs. What do we think is the reason behind it?
Yeah, I think that some of it is tied to how social giving appeals to these younger, diverse groups. It's more interactive. It's more in direct connection to their communities. And some of it relates to how important intentional inclusivity is really becoming. In the numbers this year, we saw that 55% of social donors said that an event or a campaign being inclusive and welcoming motivated them to give. And that's a big jump of 10 points from last year. So that is really just speaking to the power of making these giving experiences accessible, more representative of groups who have been excluded or underrepresented from philanthropy in the past. And that's a really important shift for the future of giving.
Wow. I mean, events are back, but intentionally inclusive events is really the name of the game. So that's something for sure to be keeping in mind as we're planning our, you know, event programming. Okay. Yep. So now the study has shown over the years trust in an organization, the mission, and alignment to the mission, and ease of giving as top generosity motivators. Did they continue in this fifth edition report? And why do nonprofits really need to hear this message? I mean, I think we know why, but Carrie, why don't you break it down for us?
Yeah, I mean, trust, mission, and ease, they have remained the top generosity motivators for 3 years now. And it wasn't really a big surprise, but I think it's really because those elements, they speak directly to what donors need to feel secured and then inspired to give and to continue to give again. And when we think about that ease of giving, 7 in 10 social donors said that the ease of giving is what motivates them when making a donation. So if you think about, I trust the organization, I believe in their mission, and I could give in the moment, 7 in 10 said that that giving was a big piece of it. So that really means that nonprofits need to ensure that giving is as frictionless as it can be, whether it's, you know, the digital wallet options that are out there or streamlined online forms or just clear instructions during the event on how they can give and where they can give, just making it as frictionless as possible. They don't want to jump through hoops. They just want things to be simple. And they want to know when, you know, they want to give when the moment feels right in the room and or part of the moment that the ask is happening.
Yep, absolutely. And the other motivators, like trust and connection to mission, are these other critical pieces of the puzzle that we saw. So all three of those top generosity motivators, they're pretty much tied, like they're neck and neck. And these two, trust and connection, are really kind of underscoring transparency in a nonprofit's operations and their communications. So if these donors they're feeling confident that their contributions are making a difference, that the organization is using their funds effectively to move missions forward, these missions that donors feel so connected to, they're far more likely to continue supporting a cause.
So gone are the days like my dad, who's 88, where he just writes a blind check to his three favorite, you know, organizations year after year, right? That still exists, maybe to a small pool of givers, but it's not going to be the future. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely gives us some direction here. Well, let's look at the opposite of my dad. The, you know, younger, more diverse donors, they're driving social giving for sure. Let's zoom in on the Gen Z here, because I hear a lot of nonprofits asking for advice on how to attract and engage them. So important, because they are the future of philanthropy. So what did we find in the study that could help our audience? Is there any specific data or advice that either one of you have?
Yeah. Definitely. I would love to jump in on this. So Gen Z donors are a really exciting group to focus on. We got some really good numbers this year and some great insight. They're passionate. They're engaged. Their financial influence is growing every year. And one of the data points that made us stop and just say, wow, is that Gen Z's average annual donation totals, those have risen significantly. So that average is now $1,155. And that's up. It is more than doubled. It's gone up 130% over the past 2 years, so since 2022. That's a huge leap, right? This group cares deeply about seeing real impact from their contributions. Nearly half of Gen Z donors said they gave in response to a current need, current issue going on in the world. And we had this conversation with Edge, the research firm. Like, we suspect that's probably related to ongoing crises in the Ukraine, in Gaza. So they are looking to make a difference, and they respond to those urgent needs.
130%
Yeah.
Just in the past 2 years.
Yep.
I mean, that's, yeah.
It's a big number. A very
it big. It is. A huge number. So if we want to attract and engage Gen Z audiences, what do we need to think about?
Sure. So thinking about attracting, thinking about engaging Gen Z, you got to think about what makes the group tick. Like I said, they're highly motivated by that impact and the ability to take part in a timely cause. And then we had a new generosity motivator that we asked about this year. And 60% of Gen Z social donors said they were driven to give when a nonprofit demonstrated innovation and adaptability when they're addressing challenges. And I know that might sound kind of vague. It can mean a lot of things. But I think trying out new ways to get them involved, like maybe trying out mutual aid style activities where you're giving directly to your community. Because we did ask a question about participation in mutual aid, and Gen Z participated in those activities at a higher rate than other generations. You can also consider implementing modern technology, which can be as simple as offering digital wallets, right? Digital wallets are everywhere. You use it to pay for anything. And
everything.
Yeah, that's another wow stat for us. 50% of Gen Z social donors said that they used a digital wallet to make their last donation. And that was in comparison to 30% of the rest of the social donor pools of all generations. So a big difference there. They're definitely using these convenient options, right? So advice there is to really showcase the impact of every dollar. Use those digital platforms that Gen Z is familiar with to make giving super easy. And then get creative, whether that means launching campaigns around these timely issues, if you can find a way to do that, or experimenting with new engagement styles that maybe you haven't tried out before. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wow, 50% of digital wallet. I mean, I don't think we're going to see green dollar bills, you know, for much longer. I even use them, right? So the Gen Z certainly inspired me. But I mean, if it's as simple as making sure your donation forms or your auction or event are digital wallet friendly, I mean, that's an easy fix, right? So we don't want Gen Zs abandoning their giving. So I think this makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. But let's not just focus on Gen Z. There are other generations out there. So Carrie, can you help us understand like what other types of social donors stood out in the data this year?
Yeah, totally. We asked some questions about auction for the first time, and I'm so excited about it. And I'll be even more excited just to start to see the trends when we start trending this over the next couple years. But what we found is the data is really underscoring that auction donors, they're an incredibly valuable segment for nonprofits. I know that auctions are a lot of work. I know that the effort is there to pull them off. But I'm telling you, they're not just attending that event themselves. They're super engaged and committed to the causes they support. And a stat that I'll share with you guys is 58% said they're very likely to make a one-time donation in 12 months following the auction that they attended. 58%, that is a large percentage. And what's more impressive is just showing that auction donors have this strong willingness to really deepen their support with that nonprofit. So that auction and that participation in that auction, it's a big, big proponent of social giving. And 83%, a whopping 83% expressed interest in becoming annual donors.
Yeah. That's big.
I know this is a lot of stats, but these are really good stats. And 64% are interested in becoming monthly donors.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this engagement and reconnection and seeing one another, it really does help cultivate just your long-term relationships with your donors. It's about being together and being with one another and getting connected to that mission and really trusting it and ensuring that, you know, it's easy for the folks to give. And auctions is a really great way to create some engagement with your donors. And people want to bid on some stuff.
Yeah, I'm blown away by these numbers. I'm so glad you included this type of questions in the study this year, because it's eye-opening. And I think it's important to recognize that it's not just the winning bids, right? Because your second, third, fourth, even fifth bidder down on a particular item, could have potentially been willing to spend a lot of money, and they're just important to bring in the fold, if maybe not more important, because they didn't win that item. So they had some cash that they were, you know, budgeting for you. So impressive. And I just love the intentionality behind auction participants. They're so meaningful to nonprofits. So yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how it plays out over the years.
One other comment that I'll make, just for those listeners, is that those auction donors are super generous. That average gift amount that they were giving was $529.
Whoa.
So these are people that are ready to give. When they see that value and impact that you're offering, $529 was a large number. So it's not just about raising money at the moment. It's just a way to keep people highly engaged and really keep them eager to keep giving.
Wow. So much interesting data. You know, to our audience who's listening, we're going to put in the show notes a link to download the report. So if you're scrambling, writing all these stats down, don't worry. We'll make sure that you get them so you can just enjoy the listening. But I do hear over and over and over from nonprofits, either at our RAISE conference, through our webinar surveys, okay, Carrie, Sarah, so much data. How can I use it? So I'm going to hit you with the hard question, Carrie. Can we start with you? How can nonprofits use the data from the report?
Well, I'm just going to give some props and kudos to Sarah. She's done a phenomenal job really outlining the report. When you look at it, it's like 47 pages. However, there are individual sections that are dedicated to each part of the social giving. So there's a section on events, there's a section on auction, there's a section on peer-to-peer, one on occasion giving. So, and occasion giving includes giving days. So when at the end of each section, Sarah, you know, just again, kudos, and she's got recommendations for nonprofits related to that section's type of giving. So there's a couple nuggets. There's some fast facts. There's ways for you really to hone in on. And you know, if you can't read the whole study at one sitting, no problem. But it's something that you can just reference and keep coming back to. And you've got a lot of really great facts to rely on. And kind of also use in your board meetings, use in your conversations. I think that you'll be really surprised at how people do give and the opportunities that they like giving in. So again, it's self-reported donor feedback, and it's what they're looking for. So cross-referencing and creating outreach messages and engagement activities that all continue to foster that loyalty and trust, that's what it's all about. But I think everyone's going to enjoy it. You're just going to maybe chunk it out and look at the individual sections and all those fast facts that are incorporated.
Yeah, and I think it's also super important to look at the stats around, like we've been talking about, and we can't say it enough, how likely social donors are to continue their support, right? So there's a stat, I think it's closer to the beginning in the social giving trends. You'll see a little triangle-shaped graphic. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you're reading through the report. And it shows across all types of social giving, 74% of all social donors average said that they were likely to become a regular annual donor. So please remember to focus on social giving as a touch point in long-term engagement, not just a one-time donation. It might take a little work. It's going to take some cultivation, but the potential is there, and the potential is absolutely huge.
Can I ask you to repeat that stat? Did you just say 74% of donors said they were likely to become a regular annual donor? Is that what I heard?
74%. Yep.
Wow.
Three quarters of them. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get this all in the show notes, but let's just talk about where can you get this study and what other resources are available. I think we have an infographic. Sarah, if I know you, you're probably planning some derivative blogs for easy reads, but tell us all the tea about how we can access this.
Sure, absolutely. If you head to our website, onecause.com, it's in the navigation. If you look for resources, there's a research tab, or you can head straight to onecause.com/research. You'll find this year's study, and you'll see all of our research from the past as well, our past giving experience studies. We've also got a fundraising outlook report that comes out annually. So all of that is there. We did our webinar Dawn mentioned, so that will be on demand and on the website to go over the key findings. Infographics you mentioned, we have a video. And I know, Carrie, I know you probably want to comment on some more of the things that are coming because we had so much data. Anything that you want to add to this?
Yeah, like you said, there's just so much data here, and we have even more that's not in the report itself. So there will be additional content coming in the coming months. If you have questions or you're like, hey, did you guys capture X? Feel free to reach out to us. We can look up additional information. We can cross-reference it, but you'll see more white papers, more webinars. I'm sure we'll think of some other fun things that'll come out, but just a lot of really good stuff in there. And appreciate the team and the energy behind it and all the things that we're able to kind of launch with Edge Research. So Dawn, I'll turn it back over to you.
Yeah, super exciting. Thank you so much for your time, Carrie. Gratitude to you for taking the team's time and all of One Cause time to invest in this important research just to give us some insights and direction. And Sarah, great job. I mean, everything that you've put together, so comprehensive and useful and actionable. And I think, again, that's a standout difference with this report. Very comprehensive, but analyzed in such a way that we can really help our audiences reach more and raise more, which at the end of the day, we're in this together. And that's what we aspire to do. So thank you. I know you're both so busy. Thank you for joining the podcast. I'm already waiting for the sixth edition of the Giving Experience Study just to see how this unfolds. But I know you'll be back and we'll see a lot more on this data and probably industry-wide. So it's pretty darn exciting and it's hot off the press. Thank you both for joining us on Raise Nation Radio to share some of the highlights.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dawn.
All right. Well, we'll be back again real soon with our next episode of Raise Nation Radio. We hope you liked all the content that you heard today. And if you need anything more on the fifth edition of the Giving Experience Research Study, reach out. We'll be happy to share some more insights. Fearless fundraisers, that's a wrap for today. A heartfelt thank you to our guests for sharing their stories, insights, and expertise. And to you, our fantastic audience, for everything you do to build brighter tomorrows in our communities. We hope today's content inspires you to amplify your mission and grow your impact. Don't forget to join us for new episodes every Thursday, wherever you listen to your podcasts, or catch us on YouTube and on demand at onecause.com. Before we go, we'd love your help in growing this podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please like, follow, and subscribe to Raise Nation Radio. Share it with a friend, and please leave us a review so we can continue delivering content that inspires and empowers. Raise Nation Radio is produced in partnership with One Cause, your go-to for digital fundraising solutions that connect nonprofits with their donors and drive results. Visit onecause.com or scan the QR code to schedule a one-to-one with their fundraising experts and explore the latest tools and innovations to help you reach more and raise more. Plus, be sure to check out their extensive catalog of free resources to support your mission. All the links are in the show notes. Raise Nation Radio is inspired by the annual Raise Conference, presented by One Cause. We'd love to see you in person at the next Raise event in September. It's a two-day experience featuring over 35 CFRE-accredited sessions, dynamic speakers, and the latest innovations from our sponsor pavilion, and priceless networking opportunities. And while you're there, don't miss the Fearless Fundraiser Party. It's where memories are made and lifelong friendships are formed. Secure your spot today at onecause.com/raise. The link is also in the show notes. Until next time, thank you for tuning in. And as always, stay fearless.